Any injuries to contend with after the Rochdale match?
Yeah, Jamie Murphy been the main concern. Got a dead leg, so we'll see how he settles down on the Monday afternoon training. But I'll say he's a doubt at this time. A couple of other knocks. Chris Basham had a bad ankle on Friday, managed to play most of the game. And Jose got a couple of whacks as well, so we'll see how they all are.
Of those three right now, how hopeful are you that they will make it tomorrow?
I think Jose and Bash should have the best chances. It's just completely how Jamie's are settled down, you know. The dead leg's a funny thing because, you know, his leg just went absolutely solid, you know, during the game, and then even by Sunday it eased off somewhat. So we're hoping that's continued.
Perhaps handily timed then. How close to being fully match ready to play 90 minutes is Wallace then after his appearance at the weekend?
Yeah, getting closer. I think in the 21 game he had last week was important for him, 90 minutes under his belt, and then another good 20 minutes or so. So if Bash is struggling, then yeah, it might be time to put him in. He's impressed us every time he's come on or any part he's played, so can't wait to get him out there.
Because he, above perhaps anybody else within the squad right now who's arguably played the least, will be chomping at the bit to really get going.
Yeah, I think you see that when he comes on as well. He's straight into tackles and everything. I think West Ham he came on, didn't he, and then again Saturday. So, yeah, we had him penciled in as a probable starter when we signed him in the summer. So and he hasn't had that chance yet. So he might get it in the next few games.
What does he bring to the party then? What does he offer you that maybe others don't then in this first 11?
He's just a bit different, I think. I think he goes around, and I think it's when we've missed, when Michael Doyle hasn't been in the team, then I think we've missed some aggression out there, some tackling, some bite, and I think he gives us that, and he gives us a bit more running forward as well. We're going to still be patient with him and take our time with him, make sure that he's right for, you know, the majority of the rest of the season, we hope. But yeah, he's getting towards full fitness now.
Is Scougal a definite no-no for this one as well?
Yeah, he's down to play on. He's training behind us now, and then he'll be settling in, ready for Wednesday night. The under 21 game at Sheffield Wednesday. That'll be his first one for a few weeks.
So he's not too far away then, potentially. I mean, he was never going to be out for such a long time.
No. It was just a few weeks. It had to settle down. So he's missed, what, 3 or 4 weeks. Doing a lot of one-to-one stuff. So hopefully after Wednesday he'll be available.
Higdon was pulled out of the firing line the other day. What was the thinking there?
Just different sort of striker. We thought we needed a little bit more movement, which is why we brought Mark McNulty on as well later on, just with Murph and Baxter. We wanted to start with those two up there. Sometimes, you know, they've got big centre-halves and you match up with them. We like to try and get a point of difference.
Sometimes it can just become a head it and kick it parade then if you've got two big lads going against one another.
Yeah, I don't think there was danger of that on Saturday, in the way that Rochdale were trying to play and we were as well. It was a very, very good game of football again. Lots of good football, and deserved more than the one goal in the game. I think probably the turning point was when they hit the bar. And if that had gone in, I think probably they'd have gone on and won it. But apart from that, they didn't have too many chances. And then we deservedly won it late on.
It's perhaps the next stage in what you want to see is the development of this side, the extra ruthlessness in the final third for all that you were able to do on Saturday.
That'll come. We believe that'll come with confidence. But at the moment, it is about building that confidence, and the 1-0s are doing that. A 5-game unbeaten run we take into tomorrow night's game is great. We look to extend that. I think as well, what happens is, you know, 1-0, it's all a bit nervy. You go and get that second goal. You know, that was more displayed against Crawley than on Saturday, but you go and get that second goal, which we should have done on Saturday again. Although we scored 80-odd minutes, there was still enough time in enough situations to go and get that second goal and make it more comfortable. As I say, that will come.
Do you feel that the players maybe sense that nervousness, just because at times with Sheffield United there is enough chances, or has been enough, to really put teams away?
Yeah, I think it's everything. Early season, the expectation. I thought Saturday felt like more like an end of season game. You know, the last month of the season where, you know, the points really do matter. And it felt like that, and everybody's relief at the end as well, that we got the 3 points again. So we've got to learn to cope with that and deal with it.
I suppose with Sheffield United and teams such as Sheffield United, it's, well, you won 1-0, why are you not winning 2 and 3-0?
Yeah, we'd all want to win 3 and 4-0 if we can. I'm sure Liverpool would like to beat Aston Villa at home at some point in the last two or three seasons, but we know, you know, you've got to look at the fixtures as well, you know. It's funny, we were talking to Keith Hill afterwards, who we've got a great deal of respect for. And, you know, said to him, they won at Crawley last week, and John Gregory described it as the worst Crawley performance since he's been there. The week before when they played us, or the week or whatever, it was the best performance since he's been there. Because they're coming to Sheffield United as well. You know, Rochdale, with all due respect to them, it's a brilliant game for them. They come, and Keith said, you know, our aim is to stay in the league. That's a free game for them. You know, they don't really expect to get points. They come and express themselves and enjoy it. Supporters love coming. There's 19,000 there. But that's all the sorts of things that we've got to deal with.
Colchester, I wonder, in a similar boat then, had an indifferent start to the year, albeit winning on Saturday, but they will see Sheffield United as perhaps a free one and a big scalp.
It's certainly that. Home or away, will be viewed as that. I think they had a brilliant win on Saturday, and after the disappointing start, they'll take a great deal of confidence from that. Change the manager now, and I think that result, winning at Orient, even with 10 men for half the game as well, I think there'll be a big game for us, and they'll cause us problems.
Sheffield United could have done without that from their point of view psychologically, because we could have been asking you about a side that are really low on confidence right now, and they've just pulled off a good win.
A lot of that is down to timings when you play teams as well. Rochdale Saturday on the back of a 4-0 away from home and some good away results. Sometimes in the league you get a bit unlucky where you do cop for teams at the wrong time. I hope that's not the case tomorrow.
What have you made of them? What are their particular strengths?
Well, they're a young side, and I think they do try and play. We saw that from the couple of games we had against them last season in the Cup and the League down there as well. So I think if you give them time and space, we've got to be careful. If we can go and press them, brilliant. If not, we don't go in ones and twos, and then we'll be nice and compact and break at them from there.
How's your take on things right now? The momentum is starting to really build at Sheffield United, isn't it, right now? 5-5 unbeaten.
Yeah, we're quite pleased with the state we're in. The first two league games, just a couple of draws would have done us and would have made a difference to our position already at this early stage. But the momentum is building. You know, we didn't feel 100% right and ready for the first week or so of the season. You know, too many settling in, too many injuries, too many niggles, and we lost by the odd goal a couple of times, but since then things have settled down, and I think we're in a pretty good place at the moment.
So what more do you want to see from this group? I know we've discussed ad infinitum with you about loan signings. You're not going down that road right now, so what more do you want to see from the group?
Just more consistency and just keep improving, and just keep playing well for sustained periods. We're seeing that, you know, against West Ham, Peterborough was the first one. I think we played well for good periods of the game. Just to increase those periods as well, and that's where you get hopefully that more goals as well. Keep it nice and solid at the back. I think one of the things that the Rochdale sort of said afterwards as well was, you know, they enjoyed the game, but he says you were solid after the game. You know, you were solid, and teams, we've got to make it difficult for teams to score against us, because as much as scoring goals, we want to win 3 and 4 nil. It'll be the other end that determines whether we, you know, succeed or not.
And perhaps particularly there, or is there perhaps less pressure on that away from home, whereas there's more, obviously there's bound to be more of an onus on the Blades at the Lane.
Yeah, but I think what we've seen in the last couple of games, we want to play the same as much as we can away from home as we do at home. We took the game to Preston, you know, we took the game to Peterborough, and we even tried to take it to West Ham, certainly in the second half. So we don't want to sit back, but we still have to be solid.